Streaming Down the Yangtze River.
The Streaming Down the Yangtze teams arrived in Yichang, Hubei province, and visited the Three Gorges Dam, the world's largest hydropower station. The dam also helps to prevent floods and boost river navigation. The team's passenger ship went through the dam on a vessel lift, as the dam separates the river with over a 100-meter difference in water levels. With more on this, we're now on the line with Yang Guang, CRI's reporter covering the trip. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, tell us about the Three Gorges Dam and its power-producing capacity.
A large dam across the Yangtze River was originally envisioned by Sun Yat-sen as early as 1919, but it's not until 1994 that the construction of such huge dam was initiated, and in 2012, the project was completed and became fully operational. Made of concrete and steel, the Three Gorges Dam is over 2,300 meters long, and on the top of the dam is 185 meters above sea level. The project used some 460,000 tons of steel, which is enough to build 63 Eiffel Towers. The Three Gorges Dam is currently the largest power station in the world in terms of electric generating capacity, which is 22,500 megawatts. The electricity it produces are transmitted to 9 provinces and 2 municipal cities, most of which on the east coast of China. For 1 year, it produces around 1 trillion kilowatts of electricity. That's nearly 5% of electricity used nationwide annually. It is said the value of electric the dam produces is generated even more quickly than cash printing machines. The hydropower project also means it will limit greenhouse gas emissions. Hydropower saves the energy needed to mine, wash, and transport the coal from northern China. At full power, Three Gorges reduces coal consumption by 31 million tons per year, avoiding 100 million tons of greenhouse gas emissions. Shane.
Well, how does the dam function in terms of flood control and water navigation?
Flood has been a major problem for the seasonal river of the Yangtze. Millions of people live downstream of the dam, with many large, important cities like Wuhan, Nanjing, and Shanghai situated adjacent to the river. Plenty of farmland and China's most important industrial area are built beside the river. With the Three Gorges Dam being able to hold up the water flowing from upstream Yangtze, the water volume that could have been very big in flood seasons going into downstream can be controlled. The reservoir's flood storage capacity is 22 cubic kilometers. But this capacity will reduce the frequency of major downstream flooding from once every 10 years to once every 100 years. As well as major flood prevention, the dam is also intended to increase the Yangtze River's shipping capacity. With the dam, the water level of upstream Yangtze has been going up. In winter, the water level would reach 175 meters above sea level, and in summer it keeps around 145 meters above sea level. So the water depth of upstream Yangtze has increased, which means more heavy and big ships can be navigated on the river. In this way, the shipping capacity can be raised. Back to you, Shane.
Well, I understand that the vessel that the Streaming Down the Yangtze River team has been using went through that vessel lift at the dam. Please, can you explain that process? What was it like going through the lift?
First, there are two ways for ships to bypass the Three Gorges Dam. One is through ship locks, and the other, which we took yesterday, was through ship lifts. Ship docks uses 2 water gates to change the water level within the dock to send ships from upstream to downstream or the other way around. The ship lift, however, is a kind of elevator. It can lift the vessels above to 3,000 tons. Its design uses a helical gear system to climb or descend a tooth rack with the ship. The ship lift and the Three Gorges Dam was completed in 2015 and went through several trials before official operation. The vertical distance traveled for our ship to pass the dam is 113 meters. It took us roughly 30 minutes to transit from upstream to downstream Yangtze. The time would be increased to 3 to 4 hours if we ran through the locks. We were told that the only 10 or so ships ran through the dam with the ship lift every day at present. it's exactly design will be more mature in the future and more ships can pass the dam this way. Back to you, Shane.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's CRI's Yang Guang with the Streaming Down the Yangtze Journey.